Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:49, Total Information AM on KMOX. We've had some serious topics on this morning. The rail strike that could happen next week. Does Congress take away the right by rail workers to strike? We've talked about the protest in China with an associate professor at Washington University. All very serious things. And so now we take a left turn. We're going to talk, because it's December 1st, the countdown to Christmas is on. The holidays always include the release of big movies and some classic holiday favorites. Yes, I watched Rudolph the other night. Marcus Theaters and Movie Taverns getting us in the holiday spirit with the ultimate movie classic, a head-to-head battle. What is the best classic holiday movie? What do their moviegoers feel about the gift giving? Jenny Tetzlaff joins us from Marcus Theaters and Movie Taverns on the Quiver River guest line. Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, how was the survey done?
So we sent the survey out electronically to our Magical Movie Rewards members, and they had about a week to complete it. And we had over 2,400 people in the 17 states that our theaters are in respond.
And so one of the things you asked them was, what movie are they looking forward to seeing before we get into the holiday movies?
Yeah, no. And overwhelmingly, I mean, it was tight, because you do have those two blockbusters coming out, or Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is already out, and Avatar, The Way of Water is coming up in December. And they were Black Panther slightly edged Avatar, but they are undeniably the two most popular movies people are really looking forward to seeing.
Puss in Boots is on that list as well, and I don't have any young children, but... And that's probably not necessarily a for little kids, but that's on the list for sure.
It is, and they did a special preview last weekend, and everybody loved it. It has a lot of adult humor as well as children, so it's perfect for the entire family.
All right, so I'm going to play two movie clips for you, because one of the questions was about the holiday classic. What is their favorite? And Megan Lynch, you are now on the hot seat. So, a favorite holiday classics, is it Elf with Will Ferrell? Here's a clip.
He loves the snow. He's told me 15 times.
Ow! Son of a nutcracker!
I planned out our whole day. I thought maybe we could make gingerbread houses and maybe even hold hands.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him.
Or, I'm over here laughing, or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It's bigger than you expected? Smaller? What is it?
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
First to Megan Lynch.
Okay, I would like to think it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because that's kind of my generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I am guessing that the favorite holiday classic is going to end up being Elf, according to their survey.
To Jenny from Marcus Theaters, what did your moviegoers say their favorite holiday classic film is?
It was very close, but they did go with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation by 6 points. So, and let me tell you, if you looked at the demographics, the men really went heavy for National Lampoon's.
They can relate with Clark Griswold,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I think so. I think they see themselves in him still to this day.
Now, the other question that was asked that I got to tell you, Jenny, of all the things you asked, this is the one that drew me in, because I heard a recent debate about whether Die Hard is a holiday movie. And so you asked about the top five non-traditional holiday movies: Edward Scissorhands, Gremlins, Lethal Weapon, Jumanji, or Die Hard.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Gotcha. You thought I was going to play. No, no. I know better. Jenny, what's the answer there?
Die Hard swept. It was everyone's favorite. People do think it is a holiday movie, and we're really excited. We have a new movie that's opening today called Violent Night, and they are saying it's like Die Hard with Santa. So if you are one of those Die Hard fans, this might be the movie for you to go and check out.
And I saw the previews of that. It is a violent night.
I may have to check it out. Now, I have a confession to make. I just saw Die Hard last year.
What?
Yes. Last year was the first time I had ever sat through. I would love to see it in the cinema, actually.
So is it a holiday movie to you?
Not really, but that's okay.
Is it a holiday? Get on that mic there. Get on that mic there. Get on that mic there. Introduce yourself to the peoples.
Producer James.
Uh-huh. Producer James. Is Die Hard a holiday movie?
I actually agree with Megan. I don't know if I've even ever seen it.
Oh, we got to rectify that. We got to rectify that. Jenny, it was 61% feel that Die Hard's is a non-traditional holiday movie.
They do, yeah.
This is going to divide the newsroom.
It is.
It divides many an office as well, including our own.
Yeah, our producer, Frank Ladd, just got up, and he's like, what is wrong with you, James? I don't know if it was that you haven't seen it, what is wrong with you, or... if you don't think it's a holiday movie, what is wrong with you? Before I let you go, Jenny, you did ask about gift-giving trends, and I was surprised to hear, to read, that the gifts that people give and the gifts that people receive, are these the gifts they want to receive or the gifts they actually receive?
They want to receive.
So they're the same. Explain that.
Well, you know, gift cards for experiences won both categories by a lot this year. It's slightly edging over last year. And I think that is just because with COVID and different lockdowns, people are getting ready to be together and to share experiences again. So I wasn't really very surprised about the experience for gift cards. And, you know, with inflation and everything else that can kind of take a negative turn in the news, gift cards are a lovely treat. And it's also spending time and making memories.
Well, Jenny, I'm guessing that you would suggest that they give
gift cards to the movies,
right?
I mean, this is the movie-going time of the year for a reason. So I personally, like, I love to see movies with family and friends during this time. It's a great way to reconnect.
Totally agree. And by the way, 40% said they give electronics, but no one said of the top gifts, is that what they want to receive? I was surprised by that. Jenny, it's an awesome survey. Thank you so much for joining us and having some fun this morning.
Great. Thank you so much, Carol.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.